Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in. This is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Episode 93. Celebrating 20 years and 10,000 members. No, unfortunately, not this podcast. My main business and the first business I ever started, my main business, Martial Arts Incorporated, martialartsinc.com, where I've gotten all my experience, which has spurred on the Success Sensei, which I hope you're enjoying, and I hope you're listening to all the previous episodes, because we're getting up there, episode 93, we're getting into the big numbers, triple digits. If you are enjoying it, please like, share, review. I want to keep doing them. I want to get more involved in it in 2020. So yeah, 2020, we're celebrating 20 years. Whether you're interested in martial arts or not, it's irrelevant. It's from a business perspective. And there's a lot of lessons I've learned over the last 20 years. I haven't categorized them for this podcast. You know, I do different types of podcasts if you're a regular listener. Sometimes I write stuff out. Sometimes I just completely wing it. This is one of those where I'm going to completely wing it. So 20 years ago, after searching for 4 years for a property, and I was so desperate to find a property to start my gym and to start full-time teaching. I had been teaching for previous years beforehand, including nearly as a charity, because I didn't believe in the commercialization of martial arts, of which I soon realized the errors of my ways when I couldn't pay for the rent of the halls myself. But anyway, I looked for about 4 years, because during that time it was the time of the computer industry booming, and nobody wanted to rent a space to a gym, especially a gym they didn't understand, one that involves kicking and punching. I think they were afraid we were going to knock down their walls. And what they did was, a lot of the estate agents and letting agents used us as a bargaining tool to help the actual tenants that they really want, to help them bid higher, in other words, and get a stronger rent. So we would have been used for that. So we missed out on that many places, until eventually I was handed the keys 20 years ago to what was basically a shed at the back of an alley. And from there, it was built up over the last 20 years. I've gotten some amount of experience, both as a martial artist, as a business person, as a manager, as a person in general, as a human being, as a coach, part psychologist. And it's where all of my lessons and all the things that I do talk about relate really to martial arts, and that's where it comes from dealing with that many people. 10,000 members over that space of time. How do I quantify that? Well, it's really easy. 10,000 application forms. 10,000 people actually have joined us over those 20-year period. Now, I wish that 10,000 people were currently training with us. I wish that those 10,000 people and more had stayed on, but sure, you know yourself, life gets in the way, and unfortunately 10,000 people aren't still currently training with us, but we're doing well and we're very popular, and we have quite a lot of students and quite a lot of members that have been with us, you know, for over a decade, and certainly there are a few that have been with us for the 2 decades, the 20 years that we're currently celebrating, which is amazing to think. One of the mistakes I probably did make early on was growing too quickly. It was a good time before the recession, of which I'll get to a second, where we grew quickly to 3 full-time gyms. So the problem was that when you grow too quickly, you leave yourself a little bit vulnerable if your systems aren't fully in place. And I don't think ours were as in place as they could have been. If your staff aren't all on the same page, I mean, if you're growing quick, you're going to take risks with staff members that aren't really going to be suitable and aren't really going to work out. and locations that aren't going to be suitable and aren't going to work out. So when the recession hit, we managed to keep two gyms running. And now I'm actually quite happy to say we have the one location. I'm not looking for any more. I probably didn't really want multiple locations because I wasn't running it as well as I could have when we had multiple locations. Remember now, it's SMEs, it's small, medium-sized enterprises that are the lifeline of this country. When this country hit recession and lots of major players went bust, it was the SMEs, the small and medium-sized enterprises, that continued to pay their taxes, continued to pivot and evolve and change and continue to pay their taxes, which kept everything going. So it's us that's heavily taxed. It's us. It's all the mom and pop businesses, as they say in America. It's all the small businesses that provide incomes for small groups of people that keep the country going. So I am very proud of having a profitable small business and nothing that's too big. It was never meant to be a purely business in the first place. Now, maybe that was an error on my behalf, but martial arts is such an unusual business. It's such a niche market. It's very much a community venture. There's always a lot of charity involved in it, whether it's sponsoring disadvantaged people or helping friends and family and cousins and you know, instructors who are willing to give up their time in payment for and bartering for training. There's so many ways it doesn't make money. There's so many. Every time you run a club competition, your numbers in class are going to drop down for the next couple of weeks while people stay at home and recover. Anytime they do a competition or anytime you do an event, anytime you do charity events, you end up paying out of your own pocket to go towards it. It's not strictly a money-making venture. And I do think that if you enter something like this, or enter what you genuinely really love and pastimes like this just as a money-making tool, I don't think they would last the 20 years. And I don't think you would get to the 20,000 members. Now, that's not me preaching to you, because I have made many, many mistakes along the path. And it's a great time to let you know that it hasn't just been me. It wasn't just me. I mean, I've had a lot of good people behind me. I've had a lot of bad people behind me, but I've had a lot of good people behind me. I haven't built this alone. It hasn't just been because of me that it's lasted the 20 years or we've gotten to the 10,000 member mark. And if you're ever thinking of starting up something yourself, or if you ever have any ambition to set up a business, I do want to let you know, I didn't think it was going to last this long. In fact, I was convinced it wouldn't. I was convinced that many things could happen. I was convinced, you know, economically things could change. The industry could evolve. You could be out of favor one minute. You just never know. I never saw it as this rock solid will be forever business, which is the way probably you're going to think about whatever business it is that you're involved in or you're going to set up, which is probably why I had lots of other business interests outside of Martial Arts Incorporated. And it's probably why I was spurred on to do different investments and to have a life outside of the club, even though the gym has taken up a huge amount of my life. It has another positive and negative for anybody that's involved in business, is it's an amazing pad to have behind you. It does boost you forward, but it does kind of hold you back as well in equal measure from your other paths and your other goals that you might have. So let that be a warning to you. So make sure what you do is something that you actually love and not something that you're just trying to do for commercial reasons. Otherwise, you're not gonna stand the test of time if you're in it for a quick buck. Customers know, and they're not going to come back to you if they don't get a good feeling or you don't make them feel good about the whole process. They're not going to keep coming back to you for two decades. So I suppose I never really thought that it was going to last this long. I thought that I would hope it would, but you never really know when you set these things up. And I'm planning on you know, lasting another 20 years and getting another 10,000 members. I'm very happy with the current size of the club. I'm not looking to expand. People think all the time that I'd be very eager to expand, but I'm actually not. You know, there's other things I want to do as well as providing the very best service in one location. One of the things I didn't like was when we had multiple locations was that the people that I enjoyed training with, the people I enjoyed working with, and the people I enjoyed having spending time with, my time was so diluted between three clubs that I never got to spend the time with them. I felt that it was diluted. So having the one club was you know, it mightn't be the strongest economical decision, but from a work-life balance, it was a very important decision to me because it's allowed me time to spend more time. I don't miss family events. I don't miss anything my kids are doing. I haven't done to date, and long may that continue. And it's not, as you know, from your working life and from your business life, it's not easy to juggle these things around. So I'm able to get a, you know, I don't have a balance perfectly. Who does? But I'm able, I haven't missed any events so far. So hopefully that can continue. And I can continue operating the business in the one location. If I had more than one, I don't think that I could do that. And it also allows me time to do other ventures like this very one that you're listening to right now, the Success Sensei. If I had more than one location, I don't know that I could have gotten this started. Ooh, I forgot this bit. So I'll have to edit it in. But when I set up the company, I never wanted it to be an extension of my ego because I saw that's where a lot of gyms, a lot of martial arts instruction, a lot of clubs went wrong. So I actually didn't want my name. I wanted, obviously, I advertised that I was the instructor, but I didn't want the business to be my name or to have anything to be my name because I knew I wasn't going to be able to teach every single class as I'm currently not now. So it wasn't going to be just about me. And I didn't want people to think that it was always going to be me on the floor every hour, you know, trying to sell my time every hour of my life to every person that wanted to do it. I knew it wasn't possible. I knew I couldn't do it. And I knew I wanted to scale up at some stage. So I never wanted it to have my name, which is why Martial Arts Incorporated was the name of the company. And we've had a lot of great instructors during that time. Some not so great ones, but a lot of really good ones. And currently we have some of the best black belt instructors in the country, obviously. But what happened was when the recession hit and gyms were closing down, not only were they closing down, but they were large gyms, large companies. They were still taking money off prospective members, off members, paying members, cash, credit card, whatever, the day before suddenly members would arrive and chains would be on the gates. A lot of companies were closing, gyms were closing, and it made everybody very nervous. And I noticed customers very nervous and very, yeah, afraid to hand over cash, you know, cash payments for classes, or just to pay in full by credit card for classes. So they'd want to drip feed, they'd want to just pay for a class at a time or smaller increments of payments, which as anybody who runs a business knows, your cash flow is your blood flow is your lifeline of any business. Without cash flow, you know, things can get sticky. Even if you have a very profitable business, you have to ensure cash flow. So one of the things we did was we wanted to make, and I say we because it's myself and my wife is also my business partner, and the various people that were being involved, and my mentors as well, and the various instructors would all have a say, and we wanted to make the club accountable, which basically we all voted that it was to make me accountable. So as soon as we added my name, Robert Devans Martial Arts Incorporated, it was as if everybody was a lot happier because they knew if it was like they thought if anything happens, then they can come and just visit me. Ireland, I don't know what country you're in listening to this, but Ireland's a very small place. It's like interconnected villages. It's a small country. Yes, there's 4 million people, but a lot of us know each other. And, you know, unless you're going to do a runner and leave the country, people will find out where you live. You are directly accountable once your name is above something. Unlike some of the other businesses which folded and some of the other gyms which folded, which were run by anonymous board members in various other countries. So you could never find out who owed you the money. And in fact, everyone, when the liquidator came into these companies, everyone was going to get paid except for the actual customer. So the electricity companies were going to get paid, the insurance companies, everyone was going to get paid, and there was going to be nothing left over anyway, even if everyone was going to get paid, which they probably weren't. So as soon as we added my name, Robert Devans Martial Arts Incorporated, it made the company more more sound. It made it a little bit more local in people's minds, and they were comfortable again paying the money because they knew it was like a personal guarantee. It's Robert Devan. If anything happens, they knew it could come to me. Now, for a large business, you know, that mightn't be possible to do, but it's certainly an interesting strategy. It's certainly an interesting thing for anybody in a small business. A lot of people shy away, maybe like the way I did, from you know, putting their own identity to the business because they feel that would hold it back, or maybe they don't want the pressure, or maybe it's imposter syndrome, or maybe it's all of these things. But it 100% helped our business as soon as I put that. And I know people thought when I did it, even though I'd been operating, I don't know, like 12 years before we added my name above the logo and above the door. But I know a lot of people thought it was for ego reasons, which it wasn't, because if it was, I'm sure I had a stronger ego in the earlier days and I didn't want to do it then. So it 100% wasn't. It was a business idea. And you know what? It worked. So it's these kind of being able to make decisions. And that is a small thing to do, small gesture that obviously meant a lot to a lot of customers. It instilled a lot of consumer confidence again. It's these small things. You have to constantly be working on your business, constantly thinking about it, constantly getting advice, constantly listening to your customers, constantly reviewing and making changes. And you have to embrace change. You can't be scared of change, because if you are, when things do happen, like that horrible recession, that horrible crash, if you're not able to change and transition and improve and adapt, you know, you're going to be in a lot of trouble. So that worked out for me. That was just that little story. You know, there's a lot to be said for keeping things at a size that's manageable so that you can fit in all the other things in your life, so it's not all consuming. I mean, it was fine before I had a wife and children. It was fine for me to be working 7 days a week and to think of holidays and Christmas as an inconvenience and something that just takes away from your working life. And it's not the way I think now, and it's not the way I try to balance out my life. And I absolutely love martial arts. I absolutely love martialartsinc.com, but I also have other interests as well. So it's nice to get a good balance in life. And it's nice to, you know, really appreciate and maximize what you have, so that it's not a sign of lack of ambition to not want to have 10 or 20 or to franchise this business. I could have gone down that route so many times, but I'm happy with the one location because of that balance that we're always talking about. That's a common thread in the Success Sensei podcast. Even though we're a small company in a small business, I know that we have greatly influenced the landscape of the sport and the activity in this country. And whether people admit it or not, I know a lot of people and a lot of other gyms and a lot of competitors have greatly been influenced by everything that we have done in the industry and in the business over the last 20 years. And I know that we've been followed. We've had quite a few haters, quite a few detractors, as you're going to have if you set up your business, or, you know, within the job. If you get too good at the job that you have, it's going to happen to you as well. But, you know, we've also had tremendous amount of support, or we wouldn't be here. 20 years. It's a long, long time. So hopefully that's given you something to think about. If you are planning on starting it, you may as well start it now, because in 20 years time, you could be recording your own podcast, or you could be reflecting on your own business or life journey and go, holy God, how have I done 20 years? How has it lasted 20 years? How is something that I set up? Because you know what? The 20 years are going to pass whether you choose to do something or not. If you're working at something and you've always wanted to have your own business, there's no better time than now to start something on the side. You don't have to jack in your job and, you know, and start your business. I mean, I've managed to keep the business going while I was competing. All my years of competitive karate and competitive kickboxing and competitive MMA, I managed to keep things going. It wasn't easy, but you can definitely fit your business around your life and around the other goals that you have and around your family. So, I mean, yeah, I think everybody should have their own business. Have a think about it. Hopefully that helps you. It might have given you a little bit of motivation, and I'll talk to you at the Friday Blitz. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.